Have you been that friend that is called when the other person is bored, or you get the last minute cancellation with no explanation, or you don't get invited in a circle event? Have you been that friend? Have you been that friend that you just don't matter? Have you been the disposable friend? On today's episode, we're going to talk about how to not be the disposable friend, the friend that is discarded, trashed, put in the dumpster, or the friend that is used only when the other person feels like, well, they don't have anything else to do. Have you been that friend? Let me show you how to get out of that zone. On today's episode, we are going to talk about getting out of the disposable friend zone. Show where we empower motherless daughters for them to change, for them to grow, and for them to heal. My name is Zainab and I am your host. Please make sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode and the notification button so you get an alert when I do upload new videos. On this channel, we are all about healing. If you want to heal and you want to do the work that is necessary to change your life, this is the channel for you. So today we're going to talk about steps to get yourself out of the disposable friend zone. But first, let's talk about this. If you have been that friend, it's okay. Because guess what? I have been that friend. I have been the disposable friend before. It is not a good space to be in. You don't want to be in that zone. Get away from that. Run. Run. Get yourself out of that disposable friend zone. Get yourself out of that zone because you deserve better. You deserve so much better. You don't have to settle for a friend that doesn't value who you are. I want you to run. Run fast. Get away from that zone. That is not a healthy zone because you deserve so much better. You deserve so much better. Okay? So get out of that zone. But first, I want to explain to you or give you the definition of a disposable friend. And I'm going to read it to you. A disposable friend is the person that is considered disposable to the group. To the other person, you only provide a short-term benefit. So get this. To the other person, you only provide a short-term benefit. Why would you want to be that? Now, sometimes we get in that zone, we get put in that space unknowingly, involuntarily. I have been. And let me give you an example. Let me tell you how I was given the role of the disposable friend without my permission. Okay. When I was working at the bank, I had this lady that I thought we were friends, but it's now that I'm thinking about it and I'm like, I was that. So if I call her, she will never be available. She will never pick up. But when she will call me, I will always be available. And it would be like when she's bored or she can't reach somebody and she will keep me on the phone for hours. But when I call her back, she's never available. I don't think I've ever called her where she picked up. Mm-mm. But when she calls me, I pick up. Another one, another role or another duty or another, what would I say? Another example is I had a friend that will always make plans with me. Mind you, I will never ask her. She will make plans with me. And then like literally an hour before, she will call me and cancel. She will call me and cancel. Like, girl, why? Why? I didn't ask for this. So I've given you two. The first one is when the friend was bored, she will call me. The second one is when they will make plans and cancel last minute without an explanation. And you would think that I will learn the first time that it happened. Nope. I will still continue to make plans. I guess the joke is on me because I never got it. I always, again, used to make excuses for people. But one thing that I have learned is this. People make time for what is valuable to them. If someone doesn't have time for you, that means that you are not as valuable to them as they are to you. So you have to think about it. Don't be like me, where I kept making excuses over excuses upon excuses for the other person because I'm like, well, they're not that bad. You know, maybe they were busy or maybe they this or maybe they that. I have another example. This one it didn't happen to me. A coworker that I used to work with, she has this group of friends and they will have gatherings or they will have an event and they won't invite her. And I can remember she was so hurt one morning she came to work. She was so hurt because she saw the pictures on Facebook and she's like, but why? Why? And I had to calm her down because she was so upset. This was like probably 2 years ago. She was so upset that she was not invited. And it happened so many times. I didn't even know that that is a disposable role that she was. She was the disposable friend. She was not valued. You know, I tried to tell her, well, maybe, you know, maybe they thought you were this. Maybe they thought you were that. Maybe they thought you were busy. But the truth of the matter is, no. If they wanted her there, they would have invited her. So you see, those are three examples of the disposable friend role. You do not want to take on that role. I promise you, you don't want that role. A very, very painful role to be the disposable friend. So now that we're starting off 2021, I want to give you some things for you to be thinking about. I want you to be thinking about the people that you have in your life. How do they treat you? Do they treat you like you are disposable? Or do you treat other people like they're disposable? That's not nice. If you are the one that's treating people like that, that is not nice. Comment below and let me know, have you been the disposable friend? Or are you the person that is treating others as disposable? Comment below. And if you have also experienced it, let me know, what are your experiences? What did it feel like? What was it like being that friend? I want to know. So I want to say this again. If you are in this role, the disposable role, run fast away. Because it's almost like when you're dating someone and they only call you for sex because they're horny or something. You know, they have the itch, the scratch, and they call you 2 o'clock. Or when you're talking to a guy and they only call you after 12 o'clock at night or something, they never check on you throughout the day. They don't care how you're doing. But when nighttime comes, they know you. I think Jennifer Lopez has a song about that. I forgot the name of the song. It's a new song too, where, you know, tell me you love me in the morning, not just at night. I forgot the name of the song. But yes, so think about that. Like, do you want that? Those type of relationships don't go anywhere. It's like a user. Like, you are voluntarily subjecting yourself to being used. Get out. Fast. Get out. So, I've given you three examples. They only call you when they're bored. They cancel last minute. And they don't invite you to events, to functions. So now that we've talked about those three roles, those three examples, right? We are going to talk about, first, what you really need to do when you start any kind of relationship, any kind of friendship, before we get into the steps. I'm going to give you the steps a little later, but I want to give you something for you to think about. In any and all relationships, whether it's friendships, it's personal, it's business, you always want to enter that relationship with respect and value. If you enter a relationship where the other person doesn't respect and value you, and you don't teach the other person how to treat you in the beginning, the chances of you being able to teach them or correct them in the middle of the relationship is very slim, because it is hard to change comfortability. This is how people become complacent. When someone is comfortable with being the abuser, now they have to switch the role. And remember, most abusers don't see themselves as that. And now you want to change them? You want to have them switch up on you when they're used to treating you like trash? Now you want to tell them to treat you better? What's going to happen is the relationship is going to discontinue. The relationship is going to be destroyed first before that can ever happen. That is why in any and all relationships, it is your responsibility to establish value and respect. And not just that, teach people on how to treat you. If you want to maintain a healthy relationship, you have to initially establish boundaries, respect, and value. When someone does something to you once and you don't like it, don't be like me and try to tell yourself that they didn't mean it. Maybe you are overreacting. No, if it doesn't feel right, it is your responsibility to address it, so that you can correct it in the beginning versus correcting it later. You cannot be okay with me calling you a bitch the first 20 times, and then when I call you a bitch the 21st time, now you're telling me I can't do that. Now, for me, if you say that to me, I'll be like, okay, you're right. But for some others, they'll probably be like, no. This is our relationship. This is the dynamic of the relationship. So it is what it is. Like, now you want to switch up. Then they're going to start thinking that you being too much. You're asking for too much. You thinking you're all that. So that's why you got to let people know from the gate who you are. I'd rather you dislike me for who I am than you like me for who I am not. It is better to be liked, yes, but you don't want to be liked at the expense of your emotional health. So an example would be is when you go to a job or you start a friendship with someone and then they start throwing jabs, they start making all kinds of funny memes or, you know, being mean and cruel to you, and they be like, girl, I was just joking. No, that's a test. They're testing you. Don't, girl, I was just joking me. You're testing me. That's not funny. Okay? So, in that space, when they are starting to kind of test you, it's at that time that you kind of explain what you are okay with and what you're not. You need to educate the other person. because it's a new friendship. It's a new relationship. But if you condone and you accept it, don't expect the other person to change, because they're not going to be able to, because they're not going to want to. They're not going to want to. So again, whether it's through jokes, it's through jabs, it's through minor insults, and they come back and say, oh, we were just kidding, we were just joking. You know, you start a job and then people start to test you saying funny things, or you start a friendship, people start testing you saying funny, mean things, and they expect you to just be okay with it at my expense. You know, they be like, oh my gosh. So you mean to tell me you like me based on my level of tolerance of bullshit? So you're gonna like me based on how much BS I can take from you. That makes me a nice person. That makes me cool. I'm so cool. I have a very high tolerance of BS. I'm so cool. No. No. Please do not be cool at the expense of your mental health. Do not have a high tolerance of toxicity, of bad behaviors at the expense of your mental and emotional health. It is not okay. So don't allow it in your life. Don't allow it in your space. Teach people how to treat you. And the best way you can do that is in the beginning of a relationship. Any and all relationships. That is how you teach people. That is how you teach people on how to treat you. Get it? Now that we have covered that area, I want to go into the steps. But first, I want you to comment on an example of you teaching someone on how to treat you. Or maybe an issue you might have had with someone. How did you go about correcting that? How did you go about fixing that? So comment below and let me know. The first step in getting out of the disposable friend zone, the first step here, my friend, is acknowledging. You need to acknowledge, girl. You need to acknowledge that you have been in that zone. I know it's not the best zone. I know it's not something you want to, you know, accept, but you need to acknowledge and accept that you have been in that zone, or you are currently in that zone. That's the first step. To get out of the disposable zone, right? If you want to continue the relationship with a person, but get out of that zone, then you're going to have to figure out a conversation. You're going to have to. The second thing to get out of that zone is you prepare a speech. So let's say it's your friend, right? And you want to get out of that zone, but you want to maintain the relationship. You prepare a speech. That's step number two. Prepare a speech and let them know. You prepare the speech ahead of time on the conversation that you're going to have with them. But while you're preparing the speech, I want you to brace yourself. I want you to brace yourself in knowing that there is a possibility that the conversation can either go left or it can go right, depending on the other person. You must know that they can say no. They have that right. They can say no. I like our friendship. I like our dynamic. I like the way it is. So no. Okay. Number three, plan an exit. Plan an exit. And what I mean by that is if they say no to your request, you know, while you're preparing your speech, you prepare your speech. You also need to prepare an exit. If it does go left, if it does go south. So number one is acknowledge and accept. Number two is preparing the speech. Number three is preparing or planning an exit plan when it comes to that relationship. Number four, now that you've done all the acknowledging, you've done all the background preparation, it's time to have the conversation with the person. So again, you can have the conversation with the person. It can either go left or it can go right. They have a choice, left or right. Whatever they decide to do, it is their choice. You cannot tell them what to do. Number five, let's say that it goes left. To the left, to the left. Okay, let's say it goes left. What I need you to do is, girl, I need you to stop calling. Do not call, stop calling, stop talking about it, because you are giving yourself the best. And the best is someone that is going to value and appreciate and respect you. Okay? So, you need value, appreciation, and respect. How can you have that with someone that is not even willing to change how they treat you in a negative way? So please don't call them. Don't call them like I did and try to fix it. Mm-mm. Don't call them. No. Okay. A story. So I had a friend that some of this stuff is so embarrassing. I'm going to tell it anyway. I had this friend and we went to high school together, all the college years, you know, even though I went to college in another state, we still remained friends. When I would come back home, we would hang out, do things. Even when I was in college, we would chat, but whatever. But I realized that I was the only one that was calling her. So one day I had a conversation with her. We worked at a bank together and I was like, well, you know, I'm always calling you. You never call me back. And, you know, I just don't feel right. I'm all the one that's always coming over your house. You don't come over my house. And, you know, I'm always engaging in your activities and all that kind of stuff. Whew. I was not prepared for her answer. This is what she said to me. It's either you're going to call me or I'm just like, I don't know what we're going to do about this friendship, because I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of other friends, you know, like, it's not a big deal. Like, just continue calling me. And I was like, what? Like, okay. I guess this is a one-sided friendship. All right. But at the time, I didn't think of it that way. Guys, let me tell you what I told myself. This is how broken I was. I said to myself, oh, it's not that bad. But she's probably just busy. You know, she has school. She has work. She's just a very busy person. And mind you, this is the same girl that slept with the boy that I was with. And I still continue to try to be friends with her. I didn't even care about the guy. The guy meant nothing to me. I didn't even care about him. I just wanted she and I to continue being friends. And I was willing to tolerate that. So imagine she did that to me when it came to the boy. I did nothing. And I said nothing when it came to that. That is how broken I was. She violated me, disrespected me, and all I cared about was being friends with her. Can you believe that? My God. See what happens when you are in a broken state? Your thought process is so cloudy. You accept a whole lot of stuff, bad stuff that are really bad for your soul. And then the second thing is when she told me literally, it's either you're going to call me or, you know, we don't really have a friendship. I'm not going to change. She pretty much told me that, like, I'm not going to change. I'm not going to be calling you. Like, she was like, I have a lot of friends and they don't complain. And I call, you know, like, it was just like a wrapped up nonsense that she told me. And I made excuses for her because I was like, well, she's very busy, you know, she has blah, 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 you know, so I'll just continue. And I'm telling you, for like probably 6 years after that, I continued trying to be friends with her. I will go visit her. I will call her. I will text her. And she will take like days to text me back. Sometimes a whole week. Man, when I think about that, when I think about some of the things that I have accepted and tolerated, Jesus, I was so mean to myself. I am so grateful for all the work I have done, man, because I will never accept that in my life now. Never. What? I will cut you before you even blink. You will be cut out of my life before you even get a chance to do that to me. Number 6, I want you to make that mental shift. That mental shift into changing what you accept and condone in your life. That person, that friend is no longer going to be in your life. I want you to make that mental shift and accept that. Accept and be excited for the fact that you are actually valuing yourself and actually starting the process of giving yourself the best. I want you to make that mental shift because I don't want you tolerating that. I don't want you tolerating that level of nonsense. You cannot be listening to me and watching my YouTube videos and not make that change. In making that mental shift, again, accepting that that person is no longer going to be in your life and start to become the friend that you deserve. Before you can engage in any healthy relationship or friendship, you first have to give that to yourself. You first have to have that. You have to be a friend to yourself first. You have to be that. So then you know exactly what a healthy friend looks like. So because I wasn't healthy for myself and to myself, when someone was unhealthy to me, I couldn't pick it up because I was already doing that to myself. So make that mental shift to say from here on, I am going to give myself the best. I am going to give myself the most healthiest friendship. I'm going to be that to myself first. You cannot expect others to give you that when you don't even know how to give that to yourself. How can you recognize what is healthy and good if you don't even give that to yourself? Make that mental shift. Change your thought process in how you see you and what you deserve. And number 7, stick to your plans. Again, I told you, don't call her like I did. Don't do it. And continue to maintain the friendship even after you confronted them. Don't do that. Make the mental shift and stick with it. Believing and trusting yourself to give yourself the best. Listen. You got to stick with it because it's going to be hard. It's going to be uncomfortable. But listen, when you stick with it and you continue or you start the process of being a friend to yourself first, you're not even going to miss them. If you miss them, that means that you haven't started the process in giving yourself the best. Because you shouldn't want someone around that doesn't even care whether you exist or not. They don't even care about calling you. They only use you for a temporary gain for them. You're better than that. So much better than that. I hope that these 7 steps get you on your way to becoming the best version of yourself. Comment below and let me know which step you are on, or if you have any additional steps, share it so that the rest of us can know. I so appreciate you wanting to do better, be better, change your life. I appreciate you wanting to go from broken to blissful and from pain to purpose. You can do it. It may be hard at first, But everything that you deserve, that you want, it starts in your mind. So that mental shift is a key component of you changing your life. You knowing what friends or what support system, because a friend can be a support system, that you deserve in your life. But before someone can come and support you, you have to support yourself first. That's the only way you stay strong. That's the only way you get to access the greatness that is ahead of you. Until next time, I want you to be so kind, so loving, so gracious, so patient. Oh my gosh. And be that friend to yourself, that friend that you deserve, so that you can invite the right healthy people in your life. Thank you for watching. Make sure to hit the subscribe button. Thank you for listening. Make sure to hit the notification bell and make sure to download. If you're listening to this on audio, I want you to download this episode. Leave me a review, comment, let me know what you think about this episode. Share, comment, like, please. I need your help. That's the only way people are going to get to see this. That's the only way I'm going to be able to produce something that you are going to love, is based on your comments, based on your likes. Okay? Thank you. Bye.